I'm Chad Blindauer. I farm just northwest of Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm president of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council.
Chad, what are your priorities? As a South Dakota corn grower, tell me your priorities as you come into Commodity Classic.
Well, one of our main priorities is crop insurance. And, you know, there's a lot of talk of the budget cuts. And so we're concerned that, you know, if we don't have anything else, we need to have a good crop insurance program for a safety net for us. As in 2012 showed us what can happen in a dry year. So we really do need to maintain the crop insurance. We know there's pressure on the crop insurance and the farm bill and everything, you know, in that order. We know there's pressure as far as cutting the program, but one of our main priorities is to keep it intact if we can.
A lot of people, I don't think I've heard more about crop insurance than I have in the last year, especially following the 2012 crop year. A lot of producers said that is what saved them. Can I ask personally, from a personal standpoint, were you protected that way?
In 2012, we were fortunate enough to get enough moisture early on that we did not have to rely on crop insurance in 2012. 2013 looks like it could be a different story. We obviously don't know what's going to happen, but we're, you know, just like a lot of other people, we're so dry going into the spring that we are concerned about 2013. But as far as 2012 goes, no, we did not have to rely. We were fortunate enough. We did not have to rely on crop insurance.
Thanks to biotechnology, there is less and less reliance on getting moisture at the right time. Still need plenty of water to grow a corn crop. But how has that aided you in growing a crop?
Well, and you're absolutely right. The genetics have come so far in recent years, and the genetics themselves are better as far as drought tolerance is concerned. But also they've got the drought tolerant traits from the different companies, and that's going to be huge, especially for us in South Dakota. As you go west in the Corn Belt, that is going to be a big item for us. The drought tolerance in these new traits, in these new hybrids, it's going to be huge for us.
A little about Commodity Classic in particular. What do you think is important about gathering farmers here from four different commodity organizations, basically, and getting together discussing mutual interests?
Well, and this is, you know, we really like coming here because you're absolutely right. This is an excellent opportunity for everyone to get together all across the country and the four commodity groups to discuss, you know, what their concerns are and the different groups. You know, we have Corn Congress and the soybeans and the other groups do as well. And so it's a chance for everybody to get together and iron out our concerns and move forward what we're concerned about for the year and what we see coming. But more importantly, it's a chance to network with fellow growers. And that's important for us to do because we get to see what works in other part of the country, and the, you know, the issues and problems we have are, you know, a concern to us, but in other parts of the country they have issues and concerns as well. And it's a chance for us to network and get to able to talk to fellow producers.